bad, then what happens to the cassette slot?
When we go to high res...
Well, it disappears.
Right.
Okay, but I mean with when you go into the low res new box.
Oh, there's an opening in the aluminum cabinet for that.
For both of them?
Yes, the keypad and the cassette connector are still there.
Oh, okay.
It's just a large rectangular opening that covers right up to the gold lip.
Oh, I see what you... I know what you mean by the cassette opening. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shift gears a little bit. In operating the, or when the, all the units are hooked together, can I plug in a football cartridge and play that?
Yes. We are working on the usage of the cassette connector through the Z-Graph system. So hopefully we'll be able to turn on and off the system through commands and be able to go back to play games and or pick the cartridge apart.
Yeah, okay.
So that is part of the operating plan, yes.
Now, okay, now that takes care of something like football.
Any cartridge that you plug in, yeah. You'll be able to access.
Okay, and that includes some brand new cartridge that I'm going to make specifically for the Z-Graph unit. If I had VisiCalc on a cartridge, I could plug it in and run it through the Z-Graph if it was invented right.
Well, yeah. If VisiCalc was written right, yes.
Yeah.
It could be plugged in as a ROM pack, and it wouldn't have to be a game, no.
Yeah, okay. But
it could just be ROM with something, you know, word processor, VisiCalc, whatever.
Yeah.
It has to be written correctly, but
sure.
It could be done.
Yeah, okay. Well, as a means of selling something or another.
But that we're going to have two extra address lines on ours. When the high-res board comes out, they won't just be 8K available through the port. There'll be 32K available through the port.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And the cartridges that we built are already capable of doing that.
Mm-hmm.
With
yeah.
just a very slight modification. So there'll be more accessing through there than was ever available before.
Sure.
That goes for games, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, a couple other sort of to the side things that get thought about once in a while, and that's a possibility of a light pen that uses the universal product code to scan.
Okay, that would depend on software.
Yeah, oh, sure.
No problem, though.
Yeah, okay.
The light pen port, exactly as it exists today, could be used for that.
Mm-hmm.
It's the software that would have
sure.
to be written.
Yeah, okay. How about, or I don't, this is getting a little farther downstream, but looking at writing to a laser disc or reading off of a laser disc eventually, somehow.
Well, with the appropriate interface, I don't see why not.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it would mean a special interface.
Oh, sure.
But there's no reason why not, no.
Yeah, okay.
Absolutely, and with high res, it would be, well,
neat.
Be pretty outrageous, yeah. You'd have a couple of thousand frames with a couple of million bytes a whole.
Yeah. Right.
You play a game that would last you a month.
Right. You can get about 5,000 on there now. Okay.
Yeah.
Frames. Okay. All right.
Sure.
All right. Enough of those.
It'll probably be happening pretty soon, really, because it's, you know, that's catching on right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Neato. So.
You never know what you're going to find out when you call me. But the real question is, when am I going to get one?
Well, that's one real question, yeah. Right.
Soon.
Well, you can send me the one that was in the picture.
What happened to that one?
You can send that to me. Okay.
Oh, that's just the case.
Yeah, sure.
Wasn't anything in there anyway.
Right. That's a little guy underneath moving the parts. Right. Okay. So when are you going to talk to the esoteric guys?
They don't know anything about this.
Yeah. All right.
The new case and everything?
Yeah.
That's why I said don't tell anyone yet. We're
right.
not going to let them know.
Mm-hmm.
When they show up, we're just going to surprise them.
Yeah, okay. Well, okay, so you've now, you've put them off because of the power supply problem.
We've put them off because it took 2 weeks to do all that.
Yeah.
And because it took 2 weeks to do all that, we're not ready for them now.
Mm-hmm.
So, and the disc, there's still problems with the disc anyway. audio system.
Yeah, in accessing?
Still
or?
Not working perfectly, so this, you know, besides all the changes, I'm still nailing down some of the loose, you know, issues on the board. And since we just had to have the power supply stripped off of the motherboard, you know, there's so many things been happening in the last 2 weeks. It's just like Zoo City around here. But don't let that slip out. This is definitely ultra, you know, I don't want them to find out, not through me.
Well, not from me. Okay.
But we didn't want to tell them. We just wanted to see what their they did when they walked into my room and saw it sitting there. You know, like the shock effect. But I think it's going to be the shock to the better.
Well, they'll look around and say, well, where is it? You flip the switch and the light goes on and the music comes out and the gang's all here. And
the demo starts up and they go, wow!
Fireworks.
Hey,
right.
Too bad we're not, you guys aren't selling that thing over there.
Yeah.
Oh, surprise, guys. That is it. So the announcement about that and a photograph will be forthcoming to you in about 10 days.
Okay, make it black and white.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay, it's a lot easier to handle.
Yeah, well, the pictures are being taken this Saturday. So they'll be developed and processed and all that crap by Tuesday, and I'll be able to mail them to you by Wednesday, and you can get them in the next issue maybe, or whatever the issue after that.
Yeah, okay,
whatever.
Great.
Depends on when you ship.
Okay. Take the picture so that you can see the logo and everything lit up.
Right.
You know, fake that up so it's lit or whatever.
There'll be backlighting so the panel lights up enough to see the name.
Yeah, okay. Oh, great. Okay.
I think everyone's going to go, ah!
Yeah, gaga.
You know, I'm counting on it, you know. And it's just, it really looks slim and sleek. It's got an awful lot of appeal.
Okay,
you know,
guys.
I prefer the keyboard on the cord anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think
put it in your lap and,
you know, there was a lot of depression between going through this change with Jesse, though, because of he put his heart and soul into this project.
Yeah, okay.
But there's just so many complications that, you know, it was getting to be too much. And,
problems with business. Okay.
Yeah, really.
All right. Okay.
So,
well.
Nobody knows about this.
Yeah. You know, about what?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, okay. Gotcha. Okay. Neat.
Okay.
Well, what can I say? Hurry up.
Hurry up. Yeah, really. I wish there was 20 days in a week right now.
Yeah, well.
I'll tell you. We're maxed right to the limit here, and it's already September 1st almost.
That's right. Another day, and off you go. Okay.
Yep.
All righty. Well, that's enough good news. I can't handle anymore.
Yeah. Really. Well, I think that the key issue here is not only the sleekness and the modernness of the system, but I think the most key issue really was the power supply.
Yeah.
Because after tearing it off and rebuilding it in our minds, we figured it was going to weigh about 8 pounds. Because of the two gigantic transformers to provide all the current. By the way, it's 5 amps of 5 volts.
Yeah.
And 3 amps of 12 volts.
Well, that's heavy. Yeah.
And a half of an amp at minus 5 and a half of an amp at minus 12. And it was, the whole thing would have weighed about 10 pounds. So when we decided to go to a switching power supply,
the switching power supply
only weighs 2 pounds.
Yeah, okay.
And gives us the same current.
You buying these from Holman or somebody back there?
No, Taiwan.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, we're going direct, believe it or not.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, it's the only way to keep, you know, they cost a lot of money.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, so.
Wow, okay.
Hey, I told you, if we have to tear our arms and our legs off to get this Seagrass out the door, we'll do it.
Okay.
We're not going to ever give up. So. You
know, do it by Christmas. We got to have it by Christmas.
Oh, yeah. We'll have to. Hey, listen. This is really an advantage because these cabinets are so simple and yet elegant.
Yeah, yeah.
And the power supply now is completely out of our hands. You know, so we've really cut down the problems of manufacture by doing this.
Yeah. So you now have about a 5-wire cable coming back to the power supply.
Yeah, that's it.
Something
one
like that.
Wrapped, and then it's daisy chained out of the back of the cabinet up to the boards and the cabinets above it.
Yeah, yeah.
So there aren't 5 cables coming out of the back.
Oh, yeah.
The power controller.
Yeah, right.
I think you're going to be real pleased when you see it.
heck, man, with anything. You know, hungry.
And Terry Diz is finishing the double density software conversion for us.
Who?
Terry Diz, one of Tom DeFani's people.
I don't know him. Yeah.
Okay, well, he's finishing.
Oh, do you have DeFani's phone number? I'm at the shop there, wherever it is, Chicago
yeah,
offhand.
I have three phone numbers from which one do you want?
Yeah, at the shop.
Okay.
Downtown.
Okay, business.
Yeah.
212-663-0584.
Okay, I have to get some addresses from somebody there. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, good.
Okay.
Thanks for calling.
One last thing here. Again, way off to the side a little bit. Way off a little bit. All right, that's not quite right. But anyhow, units for programmers.
Right.
What are you thinking about in terms of charging guys who are going to do programming for you, like a free machine in trade for X number of programs eventually, or which might be probably the one limit of arranging for purchase of one of these things, like if you give me a machine, I'll give you 20 programs or something like that for it.
Well, I'll tell you what that's going to boil down to is because we, you know, in the beginning, systems are going to be like gold teeth.
Yeah.
Okay?
Sure.
And it's important to get a few systems to people who know what they're doing.
Yeah, right.
So the key issue to us right now is that, you know, 100 people could say, well, I'm a good programmer and I'd like one and I'll send
No, I'm talking about UV1 programmers.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean. Well,
I mean, they really know how to program. I'm not talking about somebody who wants to.
UV1 owners. Well, those people, anyone that you meet that's interested, have them call me direct.
Uh-huh.
You know, skip esoteric, just have them call me and I'll work out some sort of agreement. It may be 50% down, and if they show us something that's really, you know, that looks like it's worth it, then we'll take it from there.
Yeah.
But whether it's going to be just a giveaway and then let's sit back and wait, I don't know about that.
Yeah, okay.
It may be like 50% off just to get the show under, you know, underway. But at this point in time, you got to take into account that if the system goes out to a programmer, that they probably should have the disk.
Yeah.
And, you know, the works.
Yeah.
So that's going to cost about...
That's right.
Quite a bit of money.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So there will be people, yes, but only the select few that really can prove that they're going to be worth that kind of investment.
Yeah. Okay.
So anyone you know, definitely have them call me.
Okay.
And if they've written Zgrass programs already, then we can probably preview them. Because Terry's going to be able to download high-res to low-res for me for a while.
Good.
So anybody who's written anything in high-res Zgrass, we can see in low-res.
Mm-hmm.
So if that impresses us, then we'll definitely hand over a system.
Yeah. Okay. That sounds good. Great.
Okay.
Right. Thanks much.
Okay.
Take it easy.
The other thing is, before you go, let's see, when is your next issue going out? Is it right this week, or what is the story, so I can figure out if we can make it or not?
Well, I was thinking about going in the press on Monday, Labor Day Monday, or Tuesday, I mean.
All right, well, how about if I call you Sunday and tell you yes or no?
Yeah, sure.
You know, and if we definitely have the pictures, and they definitely came out good, and... You know, if you don't mind holding it up 2 or 3 days, can we try to squeeze it?
Yeah, call me Monday, though, because...
I'd rather not hold us off another whole month.
Okay, I'll be out of town this weekend, so call me Monday.
Oh, okay, we'll be back on Monday.
Yeah.
All right, and the other thing is have you heard from anybody?
Very few.
Oh,
Surprisingly.
Like five people out of 200?
Yeah, surprising.
When people see it, I think that's going to help them change their mind.
Mm-hmm.
Especially now.
I got a lot of bad addresses.
A lot of things came back, huh?
Yeah.
People have moved.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, any other, you know,
information
you can squeeze through the pipeline, keep me in touch with, because I'm...
Sure.
We're kind of trying to get orders set up already, because if Esoterica and the investors don't come through, we're going to have some orders to go to a bank with.
Yeah, sort of cash in hand kind
of
thing.
Yeah, so if you can find anyone who's interested in showing up with an order,
yeah,
start taking them.
Yeah, oh yeah, okay.
And the other thing too is Home Arcade Electronics.
Yeah.
Did you ever find out who they are?
Home Arcade?
Yeah.
Mark Revolka. No, you don't mean him.
No, I'm sorry, ABC.
No? You mean the guy up in Washington somewhere, Oregon.
Okay, because if you get any more information from them about Z-Grass, call me first.
Yeah.
Because they really screwed up last month, remember?
Oh, you mean ABC?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I know.
Right. Well, I'm just saying if they send anything else, buy Z-Grass today and send us the money tomorrow.
Yeah.
I don't want that stuff going on yet because it's just too risky.
Yeah, okay.
Okay?
Sure.
And if I have to, I'll call them and talk to them.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, thanks,
Bob. You bet.
I'll see you later.
Yeah, great. Thanks.